let's go. We spoke about the Yerushalmi, about the Suadaka Mutter B'Mamzeres. The Rambam, you call Paskins, Suadaka is also B'Mamzeres. The rest sheet of the Rabbi Rabun, some of the gifts of Yossi in the Yerushalmi. It's right over here in Yevamos. Halacha Beis and Perek Oral. It's also found in Kiddushin. Okay? And the discussion was, this is, we quoted from the Shav Shmaitza, if you recall, what's the nature of the din, Abosai, of Psula Daka? Is it Psula Kol or Psula Guf? Psula Kol or Psula Guf? Okay? I'm not going to repeat the Shmaitza now. But it's an Avne Melum, written by the same author, in Perek, in Simen Dalet, rather, excuse me, Simen Dalet, Sivkotan Chavov. Works as follows. The Shulchan Aruch writes, quoting from the Rambam, I had to buy Sfekis. We spent the time learning about this before. What's a Sfek? Sfek Mamzeres. Sfek Yisraelis Kshera. Call that a shtuki. Right, so a shtuki normally midrabanan is also to marry anybody. Okay? But the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Perek in Siman Dalet Sif Lamed Vav Hasfekas kon shtuki vasufi oslam lovo zemzeh etc. Okay? The whole story. That's in general terms. We know the rule is us. But the rights is mutter. Mamza Vailo, Mamza Sofik, Kol Vailo, Kol Sofik, as we spoke about it already a while ago. Fine. For Royal is stopping with Suadaka. The Labmi Chamisha Kaholihu. Ayan Shon Pirish Rashi Vitosis, Perek Asor Yuchsnaf Ayan Beis. He says that Suadaka is not the Kal Hashem. Im Ken Ev Shaloma, the Sofik Suadaka is. Excuse me, it's not excluded from the Chamisha Kahali. Im Ken Ev Shalomar, the Sofek Psua Daka Aser. If she does arrive it, who will be writ for Shalom and Kiddush. Choshev Chamisha Kahali, Trey B'Mamzer, Trey B'Moni, Moavi, V'chad B'Psua Daka. The same way as the others are not Psua they call, so Psua Daka is also Psua they call. Right? As opposed to Mitzvi V'Adomi, a different opinion. Okay? Quoted at Shita, therefore, Sofek Mitzvadomi should be us. But Safek Psuadaka, but Psuadaka should be mutter. A whole arichas over here. Then he goes to Rambam, which we spoke about. Psuadaka Lagozu al Asfekis. He holds like the Ravid. Ironically, Rambam's like the Ravid. They're always fighting. Rambam's like the Ravid. That Psuadaka is Mechamisha Kali. So by Psuadaka Nami Safek Mutter. Right? So Safek is mutter. Oh. He goes to a whole arichas. This is the Avne Meluim in Siman Dalet Sifkatan Chavov. Sorry. Oh, so again, that's the question. That's the question. That was the Shmaitz we spoke about on Thursday. I'm not going to repeat this shiur from Thursday. But as we said before, Abosai, if Psua Daka is a Psul Kol, right? If it's a Psul Kol, so then we have the right to be making on the Shaila. It's a Psul Aguf. Not. We said it's a Machlokos in the Yerushalmi. He said it's a Machlokos Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, and Ritvon arrive it on the other hand, in Masechta Kiddushin of Ayin Beis, that's what he says. We already spoke earlier that there are others who have a different take on why we are makel by these sfekis, because we say that if Suadaka, let's say a Safek Suadaka. What's it, Safek Suadaka? Safek Suadaka, Rabosai. Safek Suadaka is the topic of this Avnei Melun. If it's a psul call, it's like mamza. Mamza vadev lo mamza sofek. Suavada Dak Elo Psula Dak. So we spoke about the Otra Polska. That's what he suggested, the both Psula they call. I saw the Abnei Nezis, this is more than that. The two Psukim are back to back. We already saw in the Chumash. It's different, it's a Hekesh. The same as Mamza Vada, Mamza Sofek. So too Psula Dak Avadai, Velo Psula Dak Sofek. That's what he says. And the Chasam Sofer says, I told you already before, a Sofek Mamzeres Rabosai is a separate category. It's like a barrier b'fneyatzma. I didn't show you that phrase. Open up the Gemara in Yevamos, Rabosai. Pei, Gimel, Amen, Aleph. I just want to show you the Ivra. It's important that we get the Ivra straight. Pei, Gimel, Amen, Aleph. Top of the page. Rabbi Yosef Androgon is Beria Bifnei Atzmo. It's a Beria, it's a separate entity. A Beria, like we mentioned, the Koi. A Koi is not a Chaya, it's not a Behema. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, so a Sofek Yisrael is Kshera, we're not sure, is not Kal Hashem. It's not Kal Hashem, so we still live with Psu Daka, the Kal Hashem, right? And it's the perspective of the possibility of being a Mamzeres, Mamzevara, the Mamzesofik. So that's the Chasam Sofer answer the Mamonashav question, which we spoke about a while ago. Before I go and start the new Inyonim, I'm sorry.
That's for them applied to Sofik to Daka, you say?
No, it could be. I wanted to share something which I made a little bit of a mistake. I think I read the Orchaner, but either I read him wrong or it's a slight misstatement on my part. I want to correct. You may remember it was a Rashi, the tape blade, but what's Rashi saying? We said that basically Rav Simoy holds that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin according to Rabbi Akiva is not limited to Chayve Lavin. That was the opening shear of the year. So the Kiva holds that Chayve Lavin is different. The part is even to Chayve Essay. Take a look over here on the I and Hovav and Beis are both sides, the top line. The tape lay the Hamitzvah Shishonahi. So what's the Kasha? I feel like Karolei Chasin. So what? This Tfisa's Kiddushin. So the Rachel Neres, no. Quantum Rabbi Akiva, Quantum Rabbi Simoy's version. That's what I'm pretty sure I read it. I think I even read it to you. Did it? Am I right? I had the Rochaner in front of me. I read it. I'm pretty sure I read it. So, this mitzvah, which is a Chayvi essay. Take a look at Naf Mem Tes. Mem Tes is the famous Machlokes of Akiva and the Rabbanan. Ezel Mamza, the top line, called Sherbosa Shubalayavo, the Rabbi Akiva. Whenever there's a relative, which is even Chayvi Lavin, Charles the Mamza, don't Jesus Kiddushin. Shimon Timoni Omer, Kol Shechayavim, Olav Koretz, Bidei Shemayim, Valocha Kedvarov. In a rare case, the Mishnah actually paskins this way. Well, it depends on Koris. If it's Kri of Koris, there's no the kids of Mamzer, no Tfisas Kiddushin. Says the Gemara a little bit later enough, Mem Tesem and Alf, in the Gemara. The derivation, I'm not going into the full derivation over here, Knafa, we have a whole story. Fine. Ul Rabbi Simoy, here it is. The name is here. About 10 lines up on Mem Tesanov. That's the name. I'm pretty sure I read you that name. I believe I read it directly from the Sefer Ochaner. That's not making a mistake. Rabbi Simoy, the Mar Bashar Chai Ve'lavin, the Lav Desher. What does that mean, the Lav Desher? The Lush of the Gemara, the Mishnah top line is Kol Sher Boser. So Rashi is called Kurva Shubalav. Certain relatives, which we'd call them incestuous, because they're related, but they're not in the high level of Gilei Arayis, they're only Balav. But Rabbi Simoy extends it to Shar Chai Ve'lavin, which are not She'er. Okay, that's a very important Yisod. What's an example? Rashi says, Ma'azah Gushoso, Nisina Li Yisrael, etc. Amoni Shenosu Bas Yisrael, Quanta Rabbi Simoy, all the children of Mamzeim, but it doesn't say Mitzri. So we look a little further, also the next line. Rabbi Yeshevov, the Marba Filu Chayve Essay, Mitzri Adomi, 4-3 generations. So it seems to me that I think I read it wrong. I don't know. The Aruch HaNer says, I thought he said, Terashi enough, Ayin Vav and Beis goes according to Rabbi Simon, according to Rishi Rabbi Yeshevav. So again, look it up. Either I read it wrong or some misunderstanding, or it's means Rabbi Simon, Visiyoso. I'm not sure which way. I don't know what to do with this. I don't know. Fine. That Yerushalmi, which we read to you, I read to you, we made reference to before, that makes it a link between one and what? We saw it in the Yifei 9. A link between the status of Ptsua Daka Koyin, may he marry a Ptsua Daka Koyin, may he marry a Gioris, which is the shadow which began our sugi over here, could be Shostakoy, Labagushosakoy, here on Daf, Ayin of Elam and Aleph, whether a Ptsua Daka Yisrael could marry a Mamzeris, and the Rambam found himself in trouble. We spoke about it last week. Because in the first case, he's Matir. In the second case, he asks. Gevalt, of a Furush Gemara against the Rambam. So I saw the Vilna Gaon tries to tackle this question. The Vilna Gaon, if you want to look it up, I brought the fancy, the Bruchas Eliyo, where he gives you every, you know, explicates and prints everything out for you. Longhand. So he quotes the Yerushalmi. I'll read it one more time. If you want to look at the Yifei 9, you can see it. He has it at greater length. He writes as follows. Is Yerushalmi over here? Alach HaBeis. Suadaka Yisrael. Al Suadaka Kohen, Rabbi Osai. What's the din? So Rabbi Yirmi Omer. Suadaka Yisrael. Mutlis Lamamzeres. Against the Rambam. Om Rabbi Yossi. Some of Rabbun. Umuvad Mipsul Mishpacha. Al Psul Aguf. Lo. That it's a psula guf. That's here's the lashon comes from. We read this lashon last week. Okay, so Yerushalmi continues. Chayla de Rabbi Yossi. How did Rabbi Yossi know to be machmir? Rabbi Yossi says it's close to an earlier source. Losh of psula daka yisrael. Of psula daka koyin. Zedin. Also lo lisa giores. Here too. Also, this is Mamzeres. Rambam splits the psak. He paskins. Also, this is Mamzeres. Mutlis Gioris. Gevalt says the Gro. Avolo Rambam holach l'shitoso. He passes like the first day of Rava. So we saw at Lent last week that the whole Issa of Nisina is what Rabbi Osai is Bigiusa midaraisa, and Bigerusan is only midarabana. Therefore. We pass at the beginning of Rava, and so what? So therefore what? So he says, the male there's no raya for the fact that Suadaka Yisrael is Buddha ben Asina. There's no raya, because one is the Rabbanan and one is Doraisa. Asina is the Rabbanan, and in the other situation is Doraisa. Okay, so what is it? Oh, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, Shalok Halacha. That's what the Gro in effect is saying. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's the kind of thing that's sin at Mams, right?
Correct. But the Gro seems to say that he quotes the Yerushalmi. And says it's a problem to the Rambam. Quotes two terms which he rejects. Then he says, Avol Rambam. Apparently, that the probably is the Babli against Yerushalmi. Maybe the Yerushalmi holds like the second day, and we hold like the first day. That's how the Gemara seems to analyze this Gemara based upon, I think, if I understand correctly, the Machlokas Babli and Yerushalmi, according to the Gemara, shot in the Ramah pass like the Babli, the first part of the Babli. That's how I understood it. Simon Hay, Sif, Koton, Gim. Rabosai, if you say this way, what's the Shez Chazer again, the Shalom? Is Psua Daka Psul Kol, or is it a Psul Aguf? Another word for Psul Kol is Psul Mishpach, or Psul Aguf. You get an impression that everyone agrees that if it's a Psul Kol, a Psul Mishpach, there's no Kedushas Kahuna. The only finding, Rabbi Osai, what's the nature of Psua Daka? If that's the case, what should emerge? That a Mamzer has no Kedushas Kahuna. You may recall, as the Rashi and Gimlam and Beis saw it already more than once, it seems to imply this way, that once if you're a mamzer, you cannot have kedushas kahuna. The Ritva, I mentioned, is a misupuk about it. Why is the Ritva misupuk? The Achronim say, it's as follows. It's based on the Kal Vachomer. The Shuta Rashmi is the Kal Vachomer, Rabosai, and Afmem Dalim, it's based, Amon Lekoin Gadol. And the Ritva there has a machloik, is how we paskin. Do we accept that Kal Vachomer, or do we not? You may have, those who have good memory, remember, we said according to the Ritva's Rebbe, they were on Kiddushin. If you do not accept the Kal Vachomer, not only is the child of a Goyene and the Israelis kosher, but even the Israelis herself is kosher. That was the incredible Shita, which the also supposed to call the Shita Tchuya, that reaches that amazing conclusion. We spoke about this already a while ago. Now, having said all of this, we should, yes?
Why is Rabbi assuming that the Psul of the Psulak is the same as the Psul of the Mamzer because of that?
No. Psulak is a Shaila. It's not clear, according to this understanding, the Psul Daka, Psul Kol, or Psul Aguf. Psul Mamzer, that's the ultimate Psul Kol. And it's coming from Bias Aver. That's the ultimate Psul Kol. Okay? But the Rashi, when he explains why a Mamzer cannot eat Truma, he doesn't say that reason. It's a different reason. It's based upon the Kal Vachomer and Afmem Dal. So the Ritva seems to be Mesupak and Afnun Gimel, whether Rashi is right that a Mamzer cannot eat Truma because a Mamzer has no Kedushas Kahuna. It's Lashitas or Rabosai that the Ritva is Mesupak will be passing this Kal Vachomer of Amor LeKohen Gadol. That's what I mentioned to you just a minute ago. If you don't, which according to the Ritva is a possibility, his Rebbe extended it further, not even to ask the woman herself who lived with the Goy. That's what we spoke about, if you recall, a while back. Fine? That's very, very nice. The problem is, it seems to be an off in the Gemara, both say black on white, that tells us that there's no Kedushas. How should I say it? If a Mamzer lacks full Kedushas Yisrael, he's not part of the Kal Hashem, Kal Vachomer, you cannot superimpose an additional level of Kedusha upon him. So he can't be a Kohen. He can't even be a... Come on, say the word. No, he is a Yisrael. To some extent. He can't even be a what? A... What's between a Kohen and a Yisrael? Levi. Can't even... The Mefurash Gemara. What's the Mefurash Gemara? A Gemara Bosai in Masechta Gittin. And it's quoted Allah in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. It's not a joke. A Gemara Masechta Gittin Rabosai on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Who gets called off? Which Aliyah? You look over here. Rashi says over here towards the bottom in Tes Amud Beis. Uparchinon the Kavasei HaKoch HaGabe Levi the Muchzak Lon Be'avua the High Sheni Leviu. Umay pagam eika. This is over here. This is over here. Let's close it again. What's the pagam of a Levi? Hainu pagama. The Amri Avuan Mamzeris Nosiv. Va'achle Mikedushas Leviyo. Rabosai, the product of a Levi and a Mamzeris called the Rashi is Achle Mikedushas Leviyo, and therefore does not deserve the second Aliyah. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Gemara and Gittin. Rashi just saying Pshat in the Gemara. What other Pshat is there really? But the question is, Rabosai, is the question of Rabbi Chanan. And Kovetz Aorus, I read it to you. This is in Simon Mem Dalid, Rabosai, and Kovetz Aorus, Siv Cotton Beis, a very important question. I think it's an important answer too. And don't answer Cotton Beis. It's called a Shuta Rashba. Why is it that a Mamzeris cannot be a Mamzer cannot be Dushas Kuhuna? A Kavachoma from a Mother of Kohen Gadol. A Mother of Kohen Gadol should be not Pogum. Afa ba'al erva v'nis arba mibi arishona kevin the nasi zona b'na pogam lakuna.
Fine.
So I think without the Rashba. Without the Rashba. Mamzeres mafkiyo mikdushas kol. Koshken shafkiyo mikdushas kuna. Coined a new phrase. Kedushas kol. If you have a mufka from Kedushas Kol, which is the full Kedusha of Yisrael, you can't have a superimposed Kedusha of Kuhuna. And he calls it after you for a Levi. The Rashba's reason does not apply to a Levi. There's no din of Chalolos. But it applies, but the Rabbi Chana's reason does apply to a Levi. Since the before Shigamar and Gittin test, he calls with a Rashi. So he calls the Rashi Beferish, Achle Glushas Leviya, Fabi Yisrael Postle, the Mokam Yisrael Kore. Okay? And then he quotes it from a Tosef, the Mefurish, in Mesech the Yavamis, Rabbi Osai. Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Take a look. We always like to look up sources. Open to the back. Tosef the Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph. You have a Chonan source. Please, look it up. Getting we didn't see. Just taking my word for it. Look up, don't trust me for it. Look up yourself. But Tosef that we haven't printed in front of us. Where's Tosef? Here it is. It's after the Mordechai comes Tosef. Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. See what it says? What does it say? Okay. Talks here about different situations. Towards the end of page Yud Ches, in our print. Bas Levi, min anesino min amamzeres. Ain Nostan Loas HaMaiser. There you go. Mefurish. Mefurish. A Levi and a Mavzeres have a child. You can't give him Maisers. He lost his din of Levi. That's the Gemara Gittin Nuntes. So Rabbi Chana quotes all this. Nope. So what do with the Rashba who has to draw the Kavachomer? Just say it straight. Comes to Rabbi Chana with a very interesting answer. This is very interesting. We have to get to this. We'll come back later on. The next sugis, Shemi Eshloma, to believe you are bala mamzeres tamach minaika. Why? Catch this now. I'm sorry, I apologize. This is off. This is ring of silence. How does this ring? Means. It says earpiece volume. I have no earpiece. I'm just trying to turn it off. I apologize. Sorry. Let's try there again. So, as follows. Levi abola mamzeres lo halach achapsulo. Rabosai, the mamakomashi, which I did not give out today, because not everyone, some people are taking Shabbos Sheni Shel Golias, I guess. So the mission tomorrow. One of the main topics is this Gemara lo halach achapsulo. So Drush is Chazal here in the Gemara in Masech Yevamos. It's also Kiddushin. It says therefore haben misyachas achaima lo acharaviv. That if the child of a Levi and a Mamzeres follows the Pogum, who's the Mamzeres, and the child has no din of Levi. Okay, fine. Same thing applies by Yisrael, she has a Mamzeres. Child has the status of a Mamzer because Achak Psula. Fine. You might have thought, Rabbi Osai, the Mishpacholos from the Beis Avosam, and make him a Yisrael, not a Mamzer. Also, lo, Afke, lo, Achak Psula. Fine. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, you follow the Mamzeres, and you don't follow the father, even though he's a lady. Fine. Aba Belevi Habal Achoso, Gili Arias, Aba doesn't live with the Mamzeres. He lives with worse, a sister, and the pride of the sisters, you know, has the status of Mamzeres. Haben Levi Avshu Mamzer. Why? The Psul Mamzerus Eino Mafkio Mikedushas Leviya. Amazing. In other words, being a Levi and a Mamzer is not a tata disaster. being a kohen in a mamzer is tied to this has only because of the kal v'chomer of the Rashi, which is a suffix in Ritva, because we don't know how to pass in that kal v'chomer, yes or no. But if the product of Gili Arayis, then perhaps there would be is a possibility of being a levi, maybe even being a kohen, who has the status of mamzeris as well. What an interesting chiddush over here. You want to look it up. It's in Kovetz Horus, Simon Mem Dalet, towards the end of Sivkoton Beis. Sivkoton Beis. This can have Rabosai ramifications. I mean, I mentioned to you once before. There's some who say, you know, the din is, if you write a ksuba, Rabosai, it's important to know. So it says your name is, let's say your name is Reuven Ben Shimon. It says Reuven Ben Shimon at the end of the ksuba. Reuven Ben Shimon at the beginning of the ksuba. And between it says Reuven, I think five times it says Reuven. Yeah, at least four. Reuven. Okay, good. What happens if Reuven happens to be a Kohen? So it says the first time Reuven Ben Shimon a Kohen. Then it says Reuven a Kohen. And then Reuven Ben Shimon a Kohen. Why am I saying a Kohen each time? Because if he doesn't, what are we afraid about? What are you afraid about? You also know that it's true that Shimon is a Kohen. But Reuven is not. That can easily happen, right? What if the father married a grusha, chalala, zona, all those things, and then the child is not a kohen. So yeah, see, I Reuven a kohen. Fine. I had a case. Someone had a yard site in my shul just last week, last on Shabbos. See, the Gabbai gave him an aliyah. I gave him to down for the Yom Shachris. So I think he's a kohen. You better check it out. Give him an aliyah. He says, no, he's not a kohen. His father's a kohen. Remember, his father I thought got kohen. His name is kohen. Could be he's adopted, or could be it's a stepchild, or could be the mother's a grusha. I don't know what. I didn't do the research. I have no reason to do the research. He gave him a regular Yisraeli, which he asked for. And then shalom. I'm not chayiv to... he's married to Yisraelis. It's not going to... No matter which way it slices, there's no prohibited marriage in my shul. That I wouldn't want to allow. But I'm just giving you a case. So, okay, fine. What about a lady? I happen to be a lady. Anyone else a lady in this room? Oh. So, my wedding, my ksuba, the Rav filled it out. He only put a lady at the beginning and at the end. Didn't write each time. Didn't write each time a lady. So, when my kids got married, same thing, right? I just put it a levy at the beginning and at the end. All of a sudden, the Rav comes in. No, you got to put a levy in all of them. Why? This Tosefta you just saw, Chas V'Shalom, and it says, you know, Reuven Ben Shimon HaLevi. And it says Reuven. Reuven Ben Shimon HaLevi. Oh yeah, Vada, Shimon is a levy, not Reuven. You know why? Because the mother's a mamzeres. Oy, oy, oy. So maybe the answer is as follows. If the mother's a mamzeres, this wedding can't take place. Mamzeres is also the love of a call. So by definition, Shalom is a mamzeres. So therefore, there's no need to write a levy each time. Contrast that to Reuven and Shimon HaKohen, well, that can easily happen without being any mamzeres. It's a question of a chol. A chol is not a marry of a Yisraelis. So therefore, you have to write it down. That's my deflection of what this Rav wrote, that you have to write a levy each time. But you know what? Because he made a tumul. When my youngest son got married, I put his name Halevi each time. So since everybody knows that Baruch Hashem, I think it's well known that all the children are from the same mother. So the fact that the youngest child it says Halevi each time, so there's no reason to question the earlier ksubas either. Again, the Rav didn't then my ksuba didn't try Halevi each time, but it's a good ha'arah by this chash of a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And my only deflection might be the fact that it can't be, since the person, we know the kala's real love of a kol. So it can't be that it's not a lady. Whereas as a kohen, if it's a kol, it's still a real love of a kol. That's my deflection of his suggestion. Good. Rabosai, fine. Any questions so far, Rabosai? This completes the first half of today's shiur, which is basically finishing up what we spoke about in previous shiur. Now, Rabosai, we have to start what I'll call in our language New in Yonim. You may recall we spoke a little bit about the Tosfos on Ayin Tesvet Beis. Let's just chazer again. Our intestine varies to with. There was a big fight between Rashi and Atam. Is the Sina Doraisa or not Doraisa? According to Rashi, it's the Rabbana, like the Rambam. And Shat in the Gemara about David Gozar, it's Avdus, with two different versions of the issue. I'm not going to repeat that whole story. Tosfos to Rosh, if you recall. And then at the end of the Tosfos, let's open up to the Tosfos again one more time. Please, open up. Open up to the Tosfos over here. Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We have this amazing Chiddush of Rabbi Natan. Frank Rabbi Natan, V'yim Toma, Ayin Tes Amud Beis, line 2. Came with the Nesini Asir Midaraisa, Milos Eschatein, Maishno, Timishuchur Mutur Behen, Ubishif Chasim, Shalom Yekodesh. Why is it that a Meshuchra is mutter to marry a Nesina, even though she's a Daraisa, but he's also to marry a Shifcha? Make up your mind, it's both Daraisas. Veshloma, to lavos is chata nikol the man of Mishap Sulekol, to go on Mamzer Amoni Moavi Desharo Bekal Gerim. A Meshuchra is Kal Gerim. Avalablo ye kodesh lo shayach le melef to holo tafsi kiddushin b'shivcho l'abidum b'dishar p'sulim and it's Rosh called it b'kibiyas behema. Okay, so that's also in the course of the board. Then he has the next kasha. If that's the case, that shivcho is also across the board, why is mamzen also shivcho? Mefurish v'mishnah. Rabbi Natan is a chiddush neira. What's this chiddush neira? Rabbi Natan lo shayach lo ye kodesh b'mamzer di ikoro bo mikideshes me'iser lo tafsi b'kiddushin. What does that mean? What does that mean? That they're learning that the Isser of Kadeshus is only if Yisrael Mamish is involved in such an activity of being with a Shifcha. Since the expression of Kadeshus is used, it cannot possibly be an Isser if the man is also a Heftz of Kadeshus, if you will. Because he came into this world through Kadeshus, through an illicit relationship. And therefore, Rabbi Natan says this. If you ask me, I both say such a drasha passed for a Tana. I don't know, an Amora. A Rishon makes such a drasha? I mean, it's a little bit wild. And the Rambam, of course, used this to create an entirely different paradigm, namely, that the whole Isra of Shifcha is the Rabbanon. And he brought a riot from what? Let's chazer again from Thursday. Ben Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shifcha. What does it do with it? Well, they call it a Kenyan Isra. I try to explain, it's not, it can't be called exploitation, because he's himself, Kimishna Schar Socher, Avot Chashay Shonim. Am I don't have eaten Larisha? It's not that he's choosing to exploit somebody. He's not, in a certain sense, he's used to in today's terms, even he's being exploited. That he has to have certain partners in order to produce children for the other. And we wouldn't, not politically correct. Again, we don't question the Kaddish Baruch Hu's morality and the Eved Ivri Fakert and the whole system, how to rehabilitate people, Ganovim, etc. We're not questioning it. But I'm just explaining to you that this is the assault. Fine, Abosa. Fine. Now let's continue after this Rabbi Natan and say something very interesting. Rabosai, Isser of Shifcha is a serious Isser. But the Rashba on the Ayin Ches, again, we're jumping a little bit ahead of the Bekor, we'll see tomorrow, but just to show you something interesting. Take a look over here on Ayin Ches, Amud Aleph, the top line. Mitzri Sheni B'may Yitor. There's a problem. We all know that the first three generations are not allowed. The first two are not allowed. The third is permissible. How does a Mitzri Sheni ever get to the third generation of his child? How does it ever happen? How does it happen? You saw the Gemara about Binyumi, which starts on the original Maram Akomas, I have a base. This is going to be on tomorrow's Maram Akomas, this Gemara. All possibility of suggestions. Who should marry? Shtukis is the first suggestion. And they give it Teretz. Nesina is the second suggestion. Is a Terence. They took two suggestions. That's as far as they go. The Rashba, however, in listing off the suggestions, has yet a third suggestion. That's what I want to read in the Rashba. It's important. It directly relates to our Tosfos that we're learning. Tosfos Ayin Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Natan's Chiddush, that what we call a Isser of Kadesh of Shivcha, someone who's Kodesh V'Yomei, there's no prohibition, such as someone who's a Mamza. Frek the Rashba over here. In Yosef, the Yavamis, on daf ayin ches amad aleph. Let's see if we can find it here. Here we go. Oh, he says the following kash. Akati kashili. Amaylo porek le the mashkech tele chatchila. B'no say shifcha. Why can't the mitzri marry a shifcha? V'holim emenu ben. V'chakach m'shacharo. U'krab tarfin. Yicholim amzei only toer. As the Gemara, right? The Gemara has this famous din on Ayin Chesam and Aleph. So why don't we apply the same thing over here? So what's going on over here? The Rashba is assuming that a mitzvah sheni is permitted to marry a shivcha. Why? What's the basis for it? Footnote 64. Mavua bizeh the mitzvah amoni muta b'shivcha. Ayin chelkos mechoyke simendalas of cotton chav beis. Was that on the Mar Makomas? I think so. Maybe not. I don't remember anymore. Shin's topic was it. The Beis Shmuel Amen Hey. So my close to Amen Rebbe Tam. So the Shara Melech asks, these people, Chagas Mechol Beis Shmuel, they forgot the Rashba. Not only that, but the Rashba quotes a Yerushalmi, Lahatir Amoni Umitri B'Shifcha. Amazing! It's an offer to Yerushalmi. What does the Ofen Yerushalmi say? I'm going to read it to you verbatim. It's the Yerushalmi right over here. Ches Beis. Rabbosai, I say again, the last 10 days we have more Yerushalmi than the whole year. This sugya is, Yerushalmi is every place. Okay? What does he say over here? Listen to this. The Gemara says, an interesting, fascinating question. Look at the Gemara here, Ayin Zayin, Rabbosai, Amud Beis. This is where tomorrow's Mamakomos is starting. I'll give you for those brave souls who came on Shabbos Sheni, let's get a head start on those who will come on Shabbos Shlishi. I hope that everyone comes then. Okay. Tana Rabbanim, last few lines of Ayin Zayin Beis. Bonim v'lo bonus. This is Rabbi Shimon. It's a question of Mitzri. Amir Yehuda, Reyomer bonim asher yivoldu l'mdor shlishi. Hakosav talon b'leida. So therefore, a mitzris is prohibited. Fine. Amir Yochanan, look at this now. He loved Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hakos of Tulon and Buleda. If not for that fact, Hakos of Tulon and Buleda, what does that mean? It says Rashi. Unikevos nami asuros. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mitzvah is prohibited, the same as a mitzvah is prohibited. Had he not held that, lo motzo yodo v'ragla b'beis ha-medrash. What does that mean? It's an interesting expression. Kolomar, lo yochol amet b'dvorov. Why? Cave on the Omar Kalgari Mikra called. The word Mar is probably better erased. What is Mar? The Mesechas Kiddushin Ayin Gimel. What does it say, Rabbi Osai? Rabbi Yehuda happens to Paskin Kalgari Ikriko. We Paskin Kalgari Lo Ikriko. Therefore, a mom says, let him marry a Gioris. Kal Hashem does not include a Gioris. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The question would become, if a mitzvah would be permissible, right? He is a Rashi, the last Rashi. He is a the Kavis Sharian, the altar, Havalu call. Oh, if a mitzvah is permissible, she's including the word call. The Asuros mitzvahs Rishona, Ushniel, the mitzvah Rishon, the Shani. Mitzvahs, Gayer mitzvah cannot marry each other. It's a subjunctive, hypothetical. Had it been mitzvah below mitzvahs. So the male couldn't marry the female because the male is a ger mitzvah, also love of a call, and the gioris mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, is kalgerim ikriko. Again, it's subjunctively. If there would be no issue of mitzvah upon her, uva meyitaro v'yavol de'dor shlishi. You'll never get a dor shlishi. That's the Gemara's kasha. It's a kasha only in abstract. It's a good thing. It's a good thing if you'd hold this way. If you wouldn't hold this way, he'd have willoyotzim out of Yadav Araglov, Bebeis HaMedrash. So the Gemara is on top of the page. Dilma di Yadav Anasiv. What do you mean, di Yadav O Bas Yisrael, O Gioris? Say he violated the halacha, and then therefore he produces a dar shlishi. Says the Gemara, no. No. Di Yadav Anasiv Kura. Torah doesn't write down the ease in terms of it happened with the E, but we're not going to write it in the Torah. Ah, mamzer, the E, every mamzer is a D. But kasrei kro, no, the E li yisura kosav, the E letera lo kosav. That's what Gemara suggests. This is the sugis of Gemara. In fact, the Rashi, the Tosis is too kash. Let him marry a shtukis. Let him marry a nesina. We'll get to that Tosis, we'll do that tomorrow, and maybe even a little today. But the Rashi is a more fundamental question. Let him marry a shifcha, along the lines of what? Yecholin mamzerim lihitoyer, Rabosai. That's the Mishnah Masechta Kiddushin, which we've spoken about already in the past on more than one occasion. But just to refresh your memory, look over here in Yevamos Ayin Chesam and Aleph, halfway down the narrow lines, a little bit more. Rab Tarfanom Yecholin mamzerim lihitoyer, Ketzad, mamzer noso shivcha, havlat eved, shichvaro, nimsa ben chorin. That's the Mishnah Masechta Kiddushin. Okay, Rabosai? So the question becomes, let's apply it now. Why are we only saying it to a situation, Rabosai, in the Mishnah Kiddushin of a mamzer marrying a shivcha? Frek the Rashba, let a mitzri marry a shivcha. If a mamzer can marry a shivcha, so why not a mitzri? Amazing. Okay. Let's think about discusses this. Again, the Rashba's question. Let him marry a shivcha, just like a tarfa we just saw. The Rashba has an answer. What's his answer? V'nichali, v'imkein ha'ilav mitzri shlishihu, ela evan meshuchra. He's not a mitzri at all. He's an evan meshuchra. Presumably he's learning pshat, that if a mitzri lives with a shivcha, ain't no chayis. You saw it about way back. Samuk Beis. Ain't no chayis. No connection to the father. It's but for a different reason. He has no father. He only has a mother. The mother converts to, and then he converts later on. He converts with no father whatsoever. That's why. Not the mitzri shlishi. That's the Rashi's teretz to his own kasha. Okay. But the kasha presupposes, Rabosai, that it's permissible for this mitzri to marry a shifcha. How can it be? How can it be? Isn't it a shivcha? Everyone else knows us to marry a shivcha, we thought earlier. Didn't we? So the Aruch HaNeres is kasha. And he says, the pasuk says, we saw this pasuk, we read it a few times this week. Lo yiyeh kodesh mipnei Yisrael. You have to be a full Ben Yisrael, Kal Hashem. Okay? Psulei kol are not included. What about a meshuchra? Once he's emancipated, it'll depend whether kal keirim ikri kol or not. Oh, so the Mishnah of Osen Samach Tesum and Aleph holds lo ikri kol. That's the Mishnah. So lo ikri kol. As Rashi explains over the end of Kiddushin Daf Samach Tes. We did a Rashi. Maybe it's in Musaf Rashi. Wait a minute. You have Musaf Rashi, Rabbi Hussein? Likutei Rashi, they call it. Look at Likutei Rashi over here. Maybe we'll find it. Here we go. It's printed on the previous Amud. Ayin Zion Reis. It's called Likutei Rashi. Okay. Yichon Amzeim Litor. Yipsul Zarem. Shaloyu B'nei Mamzeim. Right. Havlat Eved. The ain mamzer the havlada kamoa, havlada kamoa. That's what Rashi says in the Masechta Kiddushin on the Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, you make a ben chorin umutu be Israelis. It's mamish. You call the mamzerim li Torah. Okay. Now, let me read a little bit more. It's not, unfortunately, this part of Rashi is not found in the Likutei Rashi. I'll read it from Kiddushin. Give me a second, please. So Rashi says over here, Rabosai, Rashi. So Rashi says, "Tichiksev lo yekodesh b'Yisrael koshiksev for lo b'mamzer." So the Aruch HaNer explains that is not considered kol, and therefore Rabosai. Chazer again. So mamzer can marry a shifcha. What about an Evan Meshuchra about saying? An Evan Meshuchra. Not a shifcha mamish. Someone who was an Eved and became was freed. What kind of status does that individual have? So we said before that has the status of a geiris. So is kahal geirim ikri kol or kahal geirim is lo ikri kol? That's what we want to know. What's it then? Can a meshuchrer marry a shifcha or not marry a shifcha? So mefurish a mishnah. That the answer is no. Mefurish a mishnah. The answer is no. What's the mishnah? We talked about this mishnah more than once. Maybe we spoke about it, right? Chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. Lisa shifcha in a yevsha. Why yevsha? Why yevsha? He's a chatzi ben chorin. Ben chorin is a ger. He's a meshuchra. So the meshuchra is also b'shifcha. Mefurish a mishnah. Meshuchra is also b'shifcha. So we pass in the halacha. But there could be one opinion which maintains, no, that our Mishnah Rabosai in Gittin Mem Aleph is Shelo Kehilchasa. Our Mishnah holds Kalgerim Ikri Kol. And therefore, a Meshuchar who's Ikri Kol may not marry a Shifcha. Because Ikri Kol is called B'nai Yisrael, he's the Kadeshus. So the suggestion is made at this Mishnah, Shalom Kalocha. Do you believe it? The Mishnah Shalom Kalocha. The Mishnah on Samach Tes holds, we just read the Rashi before, not B'nai Yisrael. So that could be one way to discuss this. That, in other words, if you're going to say, Rabosai, the Mishnah is talking about in Samach Tes, Rabosai, a mamzer marrying a shifcha. And if you'll assume, Rabosai, that a meshuchrer has a similar status to a mamzer. But over here it says that he may not marry a shifcha. Oh yeah, this shita holds that kalgerim is ikri kol. We don't pass in that way. That's what the Aruch HaNer seems to say to justify some of these contradictions. Rabosa, we'll perhaps discuss it again a little bit later. Oh. This Yerushalmi is quoted by the Rashba as a textual question. I read it from the Rashba itself. The Rashba, Yishalmi Garcinon. Listen to this now. Amoni lo yisa amonis. Can you imagine? Amoni cannot marry an amonis. Why? Because an amonis is kalger mikri kol. The other amoni bekal Hashem. And the amonis, can you imagine this? His girlfriend. When they were both still Ammonim, they could marry each other. Yeah, nice Kodesh wedding. Now they both converted, they can't marry. The suggestion is being made. Why? Because he's an Ammonim, the other the Kal Hashem. She'll say, but I'm not Kal Hashem, I'm a Gioris. Kal Gerim Mikri Kol. Okay. Manu, what are you doing with him? Omrav Mastio, listen to this now. Mishacharin lo shifcha. Mishacharin lo shifcha. That's a raya that Ammoni is mutter b'shifcha. What? It says mishacharin lo shifcha. Mishacharin. I couldn't understand. It's mishacharin. I just couldn't understand the ivra over here. So I found that, Rabosai, that the Achrona are goers differently. Masin lo shifcha. Or, if it means meshachrim, it means meshachrim from her workload. So she has time to get married. Pashtus is it has to be that way. It can't be Meshachman. You know why? Because the Rashba says that the child is an Eved. If you're Meshachman Kipshuto, child's not an Eved. So again, I was taken aback by the original Gersa. So either change the Gersa to Masiyelo, or if it means Meshacharin, it just means, Rabbi Osai, it only means that you free him from his workload. That's all it means. So now, Rabbi Osai, I want to read to you from the Pischei Tshuva here in Simen Dalit, which is the Simen of Psuliko. And again, Shulchan Aruch is very important in these sugyos. About this topic, again, how do we get onto this topic? We got onto this topic directly from the Tosafot we read today, where the Rabbeinu Tam is mechadesh a chiddush nifla, that a mamzer is permitted to marry a shifcha. And the question is, how far do you go with this? What about a mitzri? Can a mitzri marry a shifcha? The Rashba seemed to say yes. Psh, and that's a chiddush. We did a Pesachet Shuvah over here in Simen Dalet. Oh. So, Rabbi Osai, I'm going to read you initially from the Beit Shmuel, the Chavdas Mechokek, who told me back that I had quoted a bit earlier. Okay. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, that Ger and Evan Meshuchrar Mutar B'Mamzeres. We know that. That's the sugya we learned about. That's a mitzvah. Often the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Right? No problem. Okay? Mutar, fine. Says the Chelkos Mechokek. Why? Even the Mandam who holds that Ger is also B'Mamzeres. It's called Ger Mikri Kol. Hanimi the Ger, the Royal of a Kol. Typical Ger. Abel Ger Amoni, Mutta the Chulabim Mamzeres. Good. Has a Shaila. A Ger Amoni is Mutta Beshifcha or not? A Mam is Mutta Beshifcha. Again, we started with the Rabbi Natan. That a Mam is Mutta Beshifcha. So the Chalkos Mechokek wants to know. What about a Ger Amoni? Is a Mutta Beshifcha like a Mamzeres or not? Maybe it's better than a mamza, and then it's also to marry a shifcha. That's the shayla. Says the Beis Shmuel, Sifkaton Lamed Hay. He discusses this as well. I'll read you the words. Ger Amoni Sherat Zalitzav Shifcha Mesupuk Bechelkas Mechokek Ulechora Nira Detalya B'Shnei Tehivut Zemele. What does that mean? La Rambam Yeshloma de Mutter Kedelahak Shir Zaro. The Rambam we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Osai, this Rambam we spoke about before. The Rambam says, why is it mutter for a mamza to marry a shifcha? What is the answer? Is the shifcha de Rabbanon? So we allow a mamza to marry a shifcha. Who else is going to marry? He wants to make his kids Torah. There's no alternative. They gave a dispensation to an Issa Derabon. Fine. Says the holy Beis Shmuel, if that's the case, here also mutter. A Ger Amoni has to be Machshir Ezera. Only way is to marry a Shifcha, then they'll convert to become full Yidden, then they'll be Kosher Lava Bekol. Brilliant, says the Beis Shmuel. But, according to Rabbi Natan, that we started the Shia with, Torah Sinai Testament Beis, that the Bamzer is Kodesh V'Omed, it's always a little year. Kodesh, says he, no. Yishlomo D'Yosur, do any Yitzirosu B'Aveira. Only a mamzer was Yitzirosu B'Aveira. It's called Kodesh V'Omed. Amazing. Says the Pischei Tshuva Sifkot M'Chaf, hey, all this is very nice, I'm not 100% sure. Even the Rambam might answer. Why? I ask you a question. Why? If we allow a mamzer to marry a shifcha, because otherwise the children are going to be puzzled. Why shouldn't we allow an amoni to marry a shifcha so children shouldn't be puzzled? Give me an answer. Yes?
Isn't a mamzer technically a Jew?
Ger amoni.
I know, but meaning technically the mamzer was bechal for
He was born a Mamzer. He can't become a Mamzer. You know, in colloquially, but you can't become a Mamzer. You only have to be born that way. The answer is Russian roulette. What do I mean by that? Or now I can do it with IVF and PGD. If you knew an Amoni, what would you tell him to do? Come on. What? No. Okay, let's say he marries a Gioris, and then what? Yeah. No, for himself, he can have his own children, all genetic children. What kind of children should he have? Come on, guys, you know the answer to this question. No, don't do that. What kind of children should Amoni have to make sure they're kosher? Yeah?
Girls!
Oh, we forgot about that. It's an all-male shear. Girls! Amoni v'lo mo'amonis, mo'av v'lo mo'avis. No need for him. Play Russian roulette. Hope you'll have girls. You'll have some boys. All right, you'll also have some girls. It's going to be machshir zera, at least half of them, statistically. You'll have some girls. So Zaryuk Sherim, interesting, fascinating point. The Beis Shmuel said, depends upon the Machlokes Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, and here the Pesach Tshuva Chafei wants Asrit, even according to the Shita of the Rambam. How do you like that? How do you like that? Now he comes up with a Wapa Chiddush, which I want to tell you about a little bit today, and we'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. We'll end the shiur with this, but this is amazing coming attractions. This part over here, Rabosai, is cited at the end of Pesachet Shuvah, Dalet Chafet. I am Rami Pana, Sefer Asar Mamoros, Rami Chikir Adin, Daf Chavtes, but in our print it's different, Chelek Gimel Perek Yud. I went to the library, Rabosai, and I have a Xerox copy. I'll put it on that billion on my desk tomorrow for you to look at. Shekosa, Sheyishai Avi David, Choshash Dilma Moavi Afila Moavis. This is an unbelievable story. Yishai, the father of David, after being married to his wife and having numerous children, all of a sudden in his older age starts saying, Gevalt, am I so sure that I'm kosher lova b'kol? Maybe I'm a descendant from Rusa Moavia. Maybe I'm also love of a call. Omer Razal, Shapiresh me ishto biziknuso. When he got older, he separated from his wife physically because he felt that maybe his wife's not allowed to live with him. He's a psula Moavi. Can you believe what's going on over here? Ulekaye mashenem le'erabat tanach yadecha. No. Bikesh lovo al shivchoso v'shichra al tnai. Rabbeisa, hear what's going on over here? What did he do? He said to his shivcha, listen, I want to live with you to have more children. And it's his fault. If I'm a Moavi, then I want you to remain a shivcha. If there's no psul, because Moavi lo Moavis, then I'm giving you a shichra. I'm giving you a shichra al tnai. And then he lives with her. If what? Moavi below Moavis, Rabosai. Then she's Jewish. He was Meshacher. If Moavi afila Moavis, then he lives with her as a Shivcha. He named Mavuar, says the Pesachet Shuvah. The Ger Amoni Moavi Mutarim Meshivcha. From this amazing story of the Marami Pano. I was like, Ger Amoni is Mutter B'Shivcha. Pile Ployim. The Chelkas Mechokeg is Mesupik. Again, one more time, you should stop it. And Ger Amoni is Mutter B'Shivcha not. It's a Mefurisha Marami Pano. We'll see later in an earlier source. That it's Mutter B'Shivcha because it's B'Shachar Al Tanai. So that means that he's saying that what? That in case he has a Psula Boavi, it'll be Mutter B'Shivcha as long as she's still a Shivcha. Who knows the end of the story? No one knows? Yes.
When Shmuel came to the
Oh! When Shmuel came, when Shmuel came to Yishai, and he asked to anoint one of his sons as the Melech Yisrael. So the first one, Eliab, is tall, dark, and handsome. Ah! Ah! Neged Hashem Mashicho. Ah! Meridik. So what exactly did Hashem tell Shmuel? It was a punishment for Shmuel, right? Anoichi Haroah, as if you can see. Oh, no. Hashem Yira Leinayim. No. Ha'odam Yira Leinayim. Vashem Yira Leleivav. Ma'astit. You know why? You know why Chazal say why? What meter did he have? Kas. Melech has kas, chas v'shol. So he's out. Then the next one's out. The next one's out. The next one's out. All out. So the final two classical words that Shmuel said to Yishai, which made him thunderstruck. Well, those two words were Hatamu Hanarim. Hatamu Hanarim. We have no more sons. Yishai thought he had no more sons. If you look in this Ma'am Machik, I'll put it on my desk tomorrow. Then it says what happened was Yishai's Shifcha was a tried and true Shifcha. Not only that, she was a Talmud Chacham, or whatever you want to call it today. Chachama. She knew for a fact, Mo'avi v'lo Mo'avis, and my master as his frumkeiten, it was good for him for the last 20 years, he has 6-7 kinsmen, what are you kind of so frum all of a sudden? Your wife is Muteris, 100%. So what did she do? She pulled the mice of Rachel, and she gave the simonim to Mrs. Yishai. Mrs. Yishai, this is a befurish. Says, look at the Rabbi. I have it. I have. I'll be on that desk tomorrow. And Mrs. Yishai came, and maybe she was the Shifcha, and she conceived the child. And who was the child? Guess. David HaMelech. Yishai thought for all those years that David HaMelech was a mamzer. His wife became pregnant. He knew he separated from his wife. They never told the secret that it was the so-called Shifcha was really his wife. It was a mamzer. All of a sudden, it was thunderstruck. She pulled the Rochel and lay on me. That's what happened. Who has access? Do you have access to Yalkut HaMachiri? It's a medrash. Can you get it on Bar Ilan? Can you? Yalkut HaMachiri. Just look it up. See if you have it. It's a medrash rabbi. It's on Tillim. Yalkut HaMachiri. We have Yalkut HaShimoni, Yalkut HaRuveni. It's Yalkut HaMachiri. If you have it, you get access to it? Not there? So go to the library, please. Take a Yalkut HaMachiri on the Pasuk of Evan Mosu Abonim Hoysa L'Rosh Pinam. They thought that was a mamzer. Leave out the question of why. They thought it was a mamzer. It's all based in this Pesachit Shuvah that we just saw. I'm also out of time. So this is an amazing coming attraction. So for me tomorrow, she will look inside. He's in Yonim. Then we'll go on and believe that it was Siyat of the Shmai. Okay. There's a Yomim coming in at 1:30 in the Beis Medrash. It looks like it's a very small crowd. Yeah, a minute here, but...